Joe Biden was born in Scranton, Pennsylvania in 1942 and later moved to Delaware as a teenager. He grew up in a working-class family, his father working as a car salesman. After high school, he studied at the University of Delaware, a public school. He studied history and political science before getting his law degree. He wasn't a great student, and out of the 85 students in his graduating class, he was 76th. He didn't allow this to stop him from reaching success, however. He practiced law for a few years and then ran for senator. He ran as a Democratic candidate against the Republican incumbent and won. At the age of 30, he became the fifth youngest senator in all of U.S. history. But just a few weeks after the election, he experienced a horrible tragedy. His family was in a car accident that led to the death of his wife and one-year-old daughter. He became a single father to his two sons at the same time that he was becoming a new senator. Despite this tragedy, he continued to work as senator. He was reelected 6 times and worked in the Senate for a total of 36 years. Over the course of his career, he ran for president several times. The first time in 1988 with no success. He tried again in 2008 against opponents Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, but earned less than 1% of the vote. When Barack Obama ultimately won the nomination, he chose Joe Biden to be his vice president. Joe Biden then became Vice President of the United States and served as vice president from 2009 to 2016. He endorsed Hillary Clinton as president in 2016, but she lost to Donald Trump. Joe Biden then decided to run for president a third time in 2020. He ran as a centrist candidate compared to the more progressive opponent Bernie Sanders. Ultimately, he won the nomination, chose Kamala Harris to be his vice president, and won the general election against Donald Trump. He will be sworn in as the next president of the United States in January of 2021, and at 78 years old, he will become the oldest president in American history.